Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Lou Manfredini, now we are in the throes of spring, thank goodness. It's been the craziest winter, and I know so many of us want to get out there, and that's what we're talking about all day today, lawn and garden, and how to make it better and just enjoy ourselves. And well, there's a newer product that's in the Chicagoland area, and it's kind of moving across the country. It's been around for a while, and you've been hearing it on WGN. It's a product from a company called Coast of Maine. Joining me on the phone line is Cameron Bonzi, who is the Vice President of Marketing over at Coast of Maine. Cameron, good morning, and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Lou, thank you for having us. Thank you for talking about us. We're delighted to be here. I like it. And we have been around for a while. We started in 1996, so I want people to know we're not new to this. We just haven't had distribution out your way until recently. So it's all good.
Yeah, so tell the listeners a little bit. We're hearing your ads here on WGN now, but how and when did Coast of Maine start as a company?
1996, a fellow by the name of Carlos Quijano, kind of interesting, his family, and I had a summer place in Lincolnville, Maine, and he'd fallen in love with Maine as a kid, lived in New York City, became basically an international banker, retired at 52, and decided to do some consulting, was doing some consulting for a company called Great Eastern Mussel Farms. And outside, they were trying to compost their mussel shells, and they weren't doing a very good job, but it inspired Carlos, and it didn't smell very good.
Yeah.
And so Carlos, for some reason, he's an avid gardener, and his wife is an avid gardener, and he suddenly thought, you know, I think we could put this in a bag and sell it to independent garden centers. And so he went to compost school. He got approval from the Maine Organic Farmers and Gardeners Association. There was a young man by the name of Eric Hopkins. He liked his artwork. He created a beautiful bag and did his first soil product, which was a product called Penobscot Blend. And it had the mussel shells in it. It would aerate the soil. It was great for planting almost everything, but particularly trees and shrubs, and he sold about 50 pallets that year to probably 10 garden centers.
Wow.
And now we're covering the country in a lot of ways. So
now
it's a great success.
Yeah, I know. And what's interesting about it too, you know, obviously composting and reusing and recycling, you know, this is something
that
the last 20 years or so has really been ingrained in a lot of us. And quite frankly, you know, you're, company Coast of Maine started long before this. There's a lot of companies out there, Cameron, that do this. What makes Coast of Maine different?
So I think it starts with Maine and the tremendous fishing and lobstering industry that we have and access to those marine byproducts that when they break down the composting process, there's some really kind of magical things that happen there. But taking those kind of the nutrients from the ocean, composting them until they become plant available food, and blending them and putting them in attractive bags and having a product that is safe and vital and alive, that's going to sustain your plants naturally, that you can buy locally. You know, not too many companies pull all that into one bag.
Right.
And we do.
So, you know, it's an interesting concept, right? I mean, I think we, you know, when we think about compost and we think about reusable soils, you know, and most of that is, oh, this is cow manure. And, you know, that's been kind of the thing. Here you're taking these rich nutrients coming from the ocean, but within the, and you make many different products, right? But they all, I mean, while that you have some that are kind of general use for, you know, kind of almost everything, you have some that are very specific to certain types of plants and gardening, correct?
We do. And honestly, because our company was started in Maine, the titles of some of our products, your audience would have no idea what they mean. Even the people in Maine don't know what they mean. You know, it's an interesting thing. So, and they don't know how to pronounce them. I know that you had some issues pronouncing the names of some of
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
The radio.
Yeah.
So, you know, so our core products, when I said Penobscot, that was named after Penobscot Bay when we were the first one. A lot of your folks may know Bar Harbor.
Sure.
Because a lot of folks know Bar Harbor. It's a beautiful place along the coast of Maine. And that is our potting soil. But what we started to do as we grew was to keep the same beauty of the bag and get more specific on what these products do. So we do a soil for roses and flowers, and we blend it a little bit differently, get the correct pH, and add inputs that roses and, you know, fast-growing annuals are going to appreciate. And then we also do an acid-loving soil, which is a more acid soil that's going to be great for rhododendrons or blueberries.
The bottom line with this is that, you know, you're taking the byproduct of this, you know, the seafood industry, right? You got all these companies that are, making seafood that many of us are eating every single day, you know, the lobster industry, the seafood industry, and, you know, you're just keeping them from going into a landfill and then creating this amazing soil and nutrients for people to keep gardening. It's such a great story.
It is a great story. And, you know, people do fall in love with the story, and I'm in love with the story, but I grew up in Maine. Right. And, you know, I think we market the best of Maine now almost across the country. So it's a beautiful thing. But yes, taking those byproducts, because honestly, years ago, doesn't really happen now, but years ago, you know, the lobster would come into a processor, they would just arrange to have somebody pick it up to get rid of that residual waste, because, you know, lobster shells begin to break down very quickly and smell.
Right.
And, you know, when you're doing these large volumes, it can become an issue. So we started to arrange to pick up those lobster shells from different processors. We have to do volume. You know, a lot of people will say, oh, can you pick up from this restaurant? Or, you know, can you come to my family clam bake? You know, I've literally had that call. But, I mean, there's a lot that happens from the time lobster shells get picked up, transported, and then they break down. The actual volume is tiny compared to the 20 to 25,000 yards that we might, you know, compost in Maine in a year. So, it's a wonderful way to take care of that, where it used to, and it used to get thrown out in the woods or disposed of in a landfill. So we are helping to correct and, you know, maintain the environment
I'll add something that's, you know, completely different, which I found, you know, when we first started talking about you coming on WGN and us talking about your products, I spent a little time on your website, and I went to the about page, and you list a bunch of your employees. And as I scroll through all the different pictures and kind of a little bio on everybody, not just the CEO of the company or yourself, people that are part of the company that are really the glue, right? They keep it all going. I was looking at all those pictures and I was reading a bunch of those bios, and I thought, you know what? This is the kind of company that I want to do business with, because it just seems like a bunch of people on the same mission to try and, you know, make the world a better place and, you know, not waste so much and create something from, you know, something that would be thrown away that it has all this benefit. And, you know, I don't know if you were in charge of putting that all together, but well done, because it convinced me, along with, you know, everything you're talking about, that these products can offer people when it comes to organic gardening.
Well, I'll get very emotional about this in a lot of ways, because I always think that right down to the most important people in the process are the people that make our soil, and that's the hardest job.
Right.
You know, they're bringing in, they're composting, mixing, blending, bagging. We used to do a manual line that, you know, you'd fill the bags. We have some video of filling our bags. And then you'd have some young man at the top of this line throwing, you know, palletizing bags. And he would be lifting 18,000 pounds an hour.
Oh.
Yeah. And so you, you know, obviously he could protect himself very well. but it's that's, you know, now we have automatic lines and that lifestyle isn't truly sustainable. But it is the workers. I mean, our main workers, we actually have a facility in Pennsylvania. They're workers. They're good people. They're hardworking.
Right.
And
right.
I really believe that part of that working soul goes into those bags, and that has an impact on the performance of the product. Be careful. You have your standard operating procedures, and then at the end of the day, those are the folks that rarely get thanked.
Right.
You know, so...
Cameron Bonzi.
Yeah, it goes back to them.
Cameron Bonzi is the Vice President of Marketing at Coast of Maine. Where are people going to learn more about all the products that you make and maybe get started on throwing this stuff in their garden and their lawns and making stuff look a lot better?
So our website is a great place to start. It's just Coast of Maine. Maine has an E on the end, .com. We also have a Facebook page, which is Coast of Maine Brands, and we have an Instagram page, which is Coast of Maine Org, and we have LinkedIn and all that stuff. But the basic place you want to go to is our website and all that stuff.
And I would imagine, too, there will be a dealer locator for people that are like, this sounds like some stuff I want to go out and buy, correct?
Everything we try to do is to drive traffic back to the local dealer. You go to a product, you're going to scroll a little bit. The first thing you're going to come to after it tells you about the product is where to buy. Put in your zip code, you can find a local dealer. And that is the best place to find about our products. We do a lot of training with our dealers. We want to make sure we buy local, we push people there, and we give you the best products that money can buy to grow whatever you're growing.
Yeah, it's really nice looking stuff, and I only wish you continued success, and I hope people you know, go to the website, learn more about all the products that you sell. You know, one quick thing before I let you go, the very first time I traveled to Maine, I was in Portland, and I was traveling with a colleague, and I was at a bar, and I was talking to some people. They were from Maine, and, you know, I was like, so what are the people from Maine like? You know, you mentioned at the beginning of this that, you know, you think the secret sauce of what it is because you're from Maine. People in Maine are very proud. Yeah. They also kind of have a dry sense of humor. And the person at the bar said, he goes, I'll give you an example. He said, you know, a guy walks up to an old guy at a bar, and he says, are you from Maine? And the gentleman says, I am. He goes, have you lived here all your life? And the gentleman says, not yet.
Yes. That is
there
Maine.
There you go. That's Maine right
Maine
there.
Maine is a wonderful place. You're going to get it in a bag. It's beautiful. I love that.
Cameron, thank you.
Reminds me of my dad.
Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Continued success.
Thank you very much. This has been wonderful.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. That website, by the way, is coastofmaine.com.